Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Many years ago, some miners in America were looking for gold. One of them found an unusual stone. He broke it open and saw gold. Very soon, his friends discovered a lot more of the precious metal. "We found it! We've found gold! We're rich!" they shouted. Soon after, they had to go into town for supplies. Together, they agreed not to tell anyone else about their find. But when they left to go back to their camp, some other men began to follow. One said to the miners, "You've found gold." "Whatever makes you think that?" the miner asked. And the others replied, "We could see it in your faces." Sometimes people can read us through our faces, even when we've spoken nothing. They can see that we're happy or sad or upset, but they can't see into our thoughts and desires. But do you know the Almighty God, the one who created us, knows all our secret thoughts? The Bible book Hebrews chapter 4 says this, "Nothing can be hidden from God. Everything is exposed and lies open before His eyes. And it is to Him we must all give account of ourselves." And the book 1 Samuel chapter 16 says this, "God does not judge as man judges. Men look at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart." Knowing that God sees and knows everything can give us great peace and joy in our hearts. Others may judge us wrongly, but the Lord knows and understands when we aim to do right. However, when our thoughts are wrong, we need to remember we can't hide them from our Creator God. His judgment is true and just in every way. We might be able to fool others, but no one can fool the Almighty God. Amongst all the thousands of the Israelites, in today's drama, one man had chosen to disobey God. He thought no one would know, and he thought he could get away with his wrongdoing.
After the fall of Jericho, the Israelites began to prepare for the conquest of the rest of Canaan. The next town in their path was the city of Ai.
"Troops have had a good rest, and seem in good spirits, Joram, as well they might be. Tomorrow morning take 3,000 of our best troops and march against Ai. The rest of us will await your return."
But when the men came back from their campaign against Ai, they did not have the look of conquerors.
"Joram, what happened? Why do you all look so grim? Surely..."
"I fail you completely, Joshua. I still don't see how the forces of Ai were so strong. They defeated us, Joshua, and we lost 36 men.
"Well, it's not your fault. I sent you out with insufficient forces."
And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads.
"Alas, O Lord, wherefore hast thou brought this people over Jordan to destroy us? Would that we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies?"
"Get thee up, Joshua. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? The defeat today came because Israel has sinned. They transgressed the Lord's covenant and have also stolen and dissembled. Now get you up. Sanctify the people and tell them there is one accursed man among them. They will not be able to stand up to their enemies until this man is taken away from among them."
So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes to the tabernacle. And among many who watched was one man, Achan, who had a very personal reason for being interested.
"Hello!
What
heart aching. How is Joshua going to decide which tribe the guilty man belongs to?
By drawing lots, so I understand.
Oh, I see. The Lord will undoubtedly make the lots fall in the right places.
I don't see what Joshua's hoping to prove. It can't possibly work.
Good old Aiken, always grumbling. See you later, Aiken.
I'm glad he's gone. I don't want to be near anyone who knows me too well. Now, there's nothing to be scared of, really. I've buried the stuff safely under my tent. And out of a million people, how could they find one? Tribe of Judah. That's my tribe. Oh, I don't like that. It's getting too close. Still, now there are thousands of families in Judah. They'll never pick mine. Now he's drawing for families.
The family of Zabdi.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
Will Zabdi please come forward?
Yeah, family of Zabdi. Well, I'm sure he hasn't done anything wrong. A good old man like that. Now Joshua's drawing lots among Zabdi's children and grandchildren.
Achan's name has been drawn. Will Achan please come forward?
Oh, what'll I do? What shall I do? I can't run away and hide. There's too many people.
I am here, Joshua. I am coming.
Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him. And tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me, for the drawing of the lots points a finger of guilt at you.
Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. When I saw among the spoils of Jericho a goodly garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, I coveted them, and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it.
And they took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor. And all Israel stoned him with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones, which are there unto this day.
The one true God had promised his people they would defeat their enemies, as long as they fully obeyed him. So when the men of the little town of Ai killed 36 of Israel's army and chased away the other soldiers, everyone knew someone had disobeyed. The great and holy God cannot allow wrongdoing amongst his people. When he has forgiven us through the sacrifice of his one and only Son, Jesus, our lives must show that we are his children. The Bible book Romans chapter 6 says, "Sin must no longer rule in your mortal bodies, so that you obey the desires of your natural self. Sin must not be your master, for you do not live under law, but under grace." God's wonderful love to us through Jesus dying to save us makes us want to obey him. Achan's sin of secret disobedience brought great trouble to a lot of people. 36 Israeli soldiers lost their lives, then the whole of Achan's family, his sons and daughters, and all his animals also died together with him. God was teaching his people an important lesson. Disobedience, greed, and selfishness are very serious. God cannot turn a blind eye to his people doing such things. And this is still the same today. The lives of people who have come to God through faith in Jesus must show that they follow and obey him. Bad behavior must change. If friends and family don't see any changes in a new Christian's life, they can suspect that the claim to belong to Jesus is in word only and not in genuine belief. In the days not long after the Lord Jesus Christ had gone back to heaven, the early Christian believers loved and cared for each other. The rich ones looked after their needy brothers and sisters in Christ. A husband and wife, Ananias and Sapphira, had a good block of land which they sold, and they gave some of the money to help the poor church members, but kept some of it for themselves. Now that was fine, nothing was wrong with that. But they had said they had given all the money to the church. They were telling a lie to God and their fellow believers. And God sent swift judgment on them. They both died. This story shows that God knows when we sin secretly. He only rarely sends judgment straight away, but he wants us to see our wrong ways and to be truly sorry and do what is right. A company making parts for computers designed a new computer chip. In the testing stages, it was discovered that the chip had a flaw. Staff excused the flaw as not being a problem to many people and marketed the faulty chip. In time, it became known and the chip owners asked for their money back. The company refused at first, but the giant computer firm using the chips in some of its computers refused to use the company's products anymore. So then, money for the faulty chips was returned to the people. But the company remained unpopular, not so much for the flaw in the chip, but that they tried to cover it up. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, the Lord Jesus clearly taught his followers about being honest and open in God's sight. If we've done wrong to someone, we must put it right before we worship God. If we're holding on to evil thoughts, or if we're cheating, stealing, or mistreating others, we must judge ourselves and turn from these wrong ways. The book 1 John, chapter 1, said to the early believers, "If we say we have fellowship with Jesus, yet at the same time live in darkness, we are lying both in our words and in our actions. We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins to God, he will keep his promise. He will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all wrongdoing." Are you God's child through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Remember, his Holy Spirit is working in your life. You have the power to say no when the evil one tempts you. You have the power to love and obey Jesus because he loved you and gave himself for you. And remember the saying, "Be sure your sins will find you out."
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way. Lead me in the way. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Search me, O God, and know.
Was Russ Lee, and the song was Search Me, O God. The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again: John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053, and the website bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time.